Welcome to Counting Towards Sinai Tefillah Series with the OU Women's Initiative. My name is Ilana Flaumenhaft, and today we are studying Az Yashir. I would like to learn with you about the importance and significance of Az Yashir, because it cannot be underestimated. The song begins, Az Yashir Moshe Ubnei Yisrael, then Moses and the Jewish people will sing. The questions of the commentators begin with just the first two words, Az Yashir. Then Moses will sing. The first question is, why does the Torah use the word Az, then? Why couldn't it just start Vayashar Moshe, Moses sang? The Or HaChaim HaKadosh answered that the Torah wanted to tell us of the preparation which resulted in that song of joy. After Bnei Yisrael, the Jewish people, acquired the fear of Hashem's majesty, which in turn resulted in a profound measure of faith, both in Hashem and in Moshe, they were divinely inspired to sing this Shira, song of thanksgiving. This can be developed further when we consider the words of the Maharal in Gvurot Hashem, who explained that Shira, song, is the natural desire to connect to one's creator, Hashem. The Yerushalmi similarly explained that Shira comes from the heart, willingly and volunteering to do so. Our second question is why Yashir, Moses will sing, is written in future tense. It could just be Moses sang. The Or HaChaim HaKadosh wrote that to this day, we sing this Shira, song, daily in our morning prayers. Had the Torah written Az Shar Moshe, then Moshe sang, we would have assumed that the song was appropriate only for the people who had been present when the sea was split. This can help us understand a puzzling passage in the Talmud in Sanhedrin. The rabbi said that Chizkiyahu, Hezekiah, could have been Mashiach, the Messiah. Chizkiyahu was one of the best kings among the kings of Yehuda. He increased Torah learning so much that every boy and girl knew the laws of Tuma and Tahara, impurity and purity. He could have been the Messiah, but he wasn't, because he did not sing Shira, a song thanking Hashem after the miracles that Hashem did for him, such as saving Jerusalem from the Assyrians. How can it be that this one thing prevented him from being made into Mashiach? It was not due to a lack of emunah, faith on his part. Chizkiyahu was well aware of the miracle that Hashem did for the Jewish people and Jerusalem at that time. The Midrash states that Chizkiyahu justified his inaction by claiming that there was no need to publicize Hashem's greatness, since Kriyat Yamsuf, the parting of the sea, is known throughout the world. Chizkiyahu lacked the perception to grasp the significance of the moment, to transcend the daily routine, and to recognize the unique character of Hashem's kindness and charity at this particular instant, the special presence of Hashem on this particular day. This helps us understand the importance of Shira, saying thank you to Hashem for what he does for us. The Mishnah Berurah, in fact, commented on saying Az Yashir every day during Shacharis, morning prayers. He wrote that if a person can say Az Yashir with true simcha, happiness, and feel as if she crossed the sea, her sins will be forgiven. Very powerful words. If anyone who can do this, it is us, the women. Chazal, our sages, noted that the redemption from Egypt happens because of the righteousness of the women of that generation. One example of this is that when the women began singing after the sea split, they also sang Shira, song, but they did it with instruments. Rashi asked, where did the instruments come from? He answered that the women had so much faith in Hashem that he would rescue them and that they would sing Shira to thank him that they brought tambourines with them when they left Egypt. Rabbi Shimon Schwab finds another reference to the righteousness of the women of that generation. We began our learning with the words, Az Yashir Moshe Ubnei Yisrael. Then Moses and the Jewish people will sing. Rabbi Schwab noted that later in the same chapter, when the women sing, the word Az is not written. We explained before that Az, then, meant that the Jewish men first acquired the fear of God, Hashem, and then that resulted in faith in Moshe and Hashem. They were then divinely inspired to sing. The women, however, did not need such preparation. They already had faith in Hashem and joyously sang even during the splitting of the sea. Our learning today reminds us of the high standard that these righteous women set. They lead the way in believing in Hashem and his ability to rescue us. We must do the same. May our salvation come speedily in our time. Thank you for learning together. This series has been dedicated to Le'ilui Nishmat Sarah Ann Lehman, Sarah Bas Yitzchak Meshulam Fish, and Chaya Chana Edel by Yitzchak and Barbara Lehman Siegel and their families.